It's Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with State Representative Ron Hyland of Waubonsie County. And he's actually in studio today. I guess the legislature's been taking some Fridays off, and because we were fortunate to have Tom Phillips in recently, even able to have State Senator Tom Hawk on earlier this last month. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments, or you can call us toll-free at 866-776-1350 or tweet us at 1350KMAN. And we welcome you, Ron. And I do want to clarify a little bit, because I think earlier I misspoke and mentioned you being on the Education Committee. You no longer are. You're on a whole different set of committees.
I am. I am on the Fed and State Committee, which I'm also the Vice Chair of that committee. I'm on Agriculture Committee and Transportation Committee. And then I was recently appointed as Chair of the Joint Rules and Regs Committee, which is a joint House and Senate committee.
And I do, even though you're no longer on the Education Committee, I do want to mention with a Supreme Court ruling yesterday, that was pretty huge. And I do want to get your take on that and some of your thoughts. I know we've been hearing a little bit from some of the other top state legislators that you were already working on a plan. And, you know, just some of your thoughts about the direction you need to head at this point.
Well, it was not unexpected, their ruling or their opinion. It's not a ruling, it's an opinion. But what they said was something that I have been talking about for over 4 years now, is that the underprivileged and the less fortunate group of students across our state are not performing well. And they, if I understood yesterday what they said, they have 20 to over 20 pages that dealing with that subject alone. And that is the single reason they said it was inadequate. So what that means is, in the new formula, we will have to do targeted funding to bring those students back up to where they need to be. And obviously, there are a lot of different ideas on how to do that.
Now, they did not say specifically how much money should be spent. And even though you are no longer on the Education Committee, I know you used to have a whole bunch of figures in front of you and you did a lot of work. I don't know if you would care to speculate on how much money we're talking about or what we're thinking about that way at this point.
Well, I really can't answer that. What I do know is the K-12 Education Budget Committee has been meeting and looking at several plans. The one that is most favored by committee members that I'm hearing, rumors primarily, is that it's the old formula with some tweaking to it. But that one ends up being about $900 million. So originally I was thinking anywhere from $300 to $700 million. But it's a big number, however you look at it. So we'll see how it. After the ruling now, we'll have to go back and look at all these plans and see which one achieves the goal and specifically the area that the court told us to be looking at.
Now, I know last week when we had Representative Phillips on, the veto had just happened and all of that. And I know how you voted on that, but I mean, just some of your thoughts about the next step. I mean, obviously the budget, we need to come up with some kind of a budget. People continue to speculate about where the funding, where money's going to come from to try to balance that. What are your thoughts? I haven't heard your thoughts in a while, and I think it'd be good for our listeners to hear it too.
Well, essentially, there's two budgets. We have to fix the budget to finish this year. We all know there's a deficit, about $300 million or whatever. I don't know how much it is now because the revenues came in and they were higher than expected, so it changed that number. So, and then we have the budget then. We do two-year budgets, so we have the 17 and 8 or the 18 and 19 budgets that we have to come up with. The new estimate system we're using is better than the old. We are coming in above those estimates, which is great for us for planning. And so now we go back. Now that we have this information from the court, and we quit passing bills that increase the amount of money we have to spend, we'll develop a budget. When we have the budget, when we know how much we have to spend, then we'll come back and look at a tax structure that will get us to that end.
So a lot of work ahead of you. Any ideas how long you're going to be there this time around? No one has a crystal ball. No one really knows, I suppose.
It depends on how hard people are willing to work in this last half of the session. But I think if we get serious and work on the budget and figure out what we need and get through these bills. This is turnaround. So what happens now is we go back Monday, and the Senate bills will be in the House, and House bills will be in the Senate. So we'll work through those. And many of them, we all know where the emphasis needs to be placed, and it's on the budget, on K-12 education, and social services. And so we'll get through those, and we'll just discard the bills that are nonsense or really don't have anything to do that's not going to affect the Kansans that much. So we need to put those aside and get to work. I think we can do it. The elephant in the room is whether the governor will veto whatever comes out or not. So if he vetoes everything that comes out, then we'll be there quite a while.
It's interesting because the other representatives and Senator Hawk, who've been in, have mentioned they really feel a different sense of attitude in Topeka. I don't know if you sense that, too. It seems like people are working together maybe a little more, or do you sense that from your position?
Well, it depends. We all know the last election changed the legislature and how it's made up. So, yes, the moderate Republicans are working with more of the Democrats. And so all the people that voted and wanted a tax increase, they're going to get their wish. That will happen. I'll guarantee that. That's going to happen. So, but as far as the mood, there's still a fraction. There will always be a fraction. That's just the way it is, and that's not a bad thing.
Now, I know, let's get to your other committee work and kind of the switch over. And I know everyone's committee assignments change really pretty much on a yearly basis, but some of your thoughts about your new roles. Tell us maybe some of the highlights of things that you're working on.
Well, in the Agriculture Committee, which is new for me, but very interesting and actually kind of goes down my lane of interest. We are looking, obviously, a lot of the bills have to do with water rights. And so we're looking at ways to make that more streamlined for folks, but at the same time, looking at ways to maybe regulate water so it's less harmful, but also sponsoring science programs where we can determine which crops maybe will take less water. And so all those things are going on at the same time in agriculture. But also in agriculture, we deal with all the wildlife and park issues. So everything from licensing to hunt and so forth. Now, Transportation Committee is a new one also for me, and I'm learning a great deal in there. I mean, everything from axle weights to you name it. But it's interesting because we get all the KDOT information and all their budgets and so forth. Not budgets, we don't deal with their budget, but we understand what's going on. And so it's been interesting.
Oh, I imagine it has. And I don't know, with federal and state and some of those things, rules and regulations, and a concealed carry, are you involved in that issue a little bit maybe?
In fed and state, we are dealing with guns, and we will be dealing with, hopefully not, but we may be dealing with the bathroom door issue, and you name it. In that committee, we get everything no other committee wants to deal with, so that's essentially what we do in there. But
now, what does it mean when you have a brand new administration at the federal level? I mean, when on some of the work that you do, I'm sure you have to be very aware, cognizant of what's going on at that national level. And some of your thoughts on that and how it impacts you.
Well, that's the big issue right now. And we're trying to develop budgets and so forth. And the House passed a bill for Medicaid expansion. Well, I think that's a bit premature because we don't know what the new administration is going to do. There's rumors that they're going to cut that budget. And so that would be a heavier load on the states if you chose Medicaid expansion, because all the costs come back to you. So I think we need to be aware of what they're doing, but we need to be thinking about what would happen if changes were to happen in Medicaid, for example, Medicare. I mean, all of these entitlements, they're going to look at very closely, and that will affect us
quite a bit, significantly.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Now, interestingly, you mentioned earlier the water rights, and I know there's been quite a bit of interest on this. And I've heard a few things from our national representatives that they're pleased with the direction we're heading on that under President Trump. And I don't know if that'll filter on down to Kansas, probably, too.
Well, it will, yes. I mean, the ruling of the waters of the U.S. Has caused so much angst among all of our constituents out here, because every puddle, every little dry stream now belongs, according to their rules, belongs to them. And it's making it difficult for anybody to even farm anymore. And that's just wrong. It's something we could handle at state level, and I think we will see a going back to that mentality at some point here.
And of course, agriculture right now is going through some tough times. So that, as you said, has to be a fascinating committee that you're working with that way.
Right. The ag economists from K-State came over, and I listened to them, and the future, according to them, is not that bright. It could be 2-3 years before we see a change in their income, and that affects our state greatly. And then the tax that they pay is on a 7-year revolving average, and we're right at the peak of the average. So they've been hit hard both by low prices for commodities and so forth, and then the high price on their taxes. So it's a situation. They will get through it. They always do. It's an up-and-down industry, but it's difficult right now, and it does affect the state.
I do want to remind our listeners, we only have a few more minutes with State Representative Ron Hyland. If you were wanting to call in from Waubonsie County, 537-1350 or toll-free 866-776-1350. And I know we mentioned concealed carry, and of course, President Richard Meyer is very concerned about it at Kansas State University. Do you get a lot of emails about some of these things?
Well, on a good day, maybe 100, 200. I've been getting one a second. I thought I was having a heart attack. It was going off so often. But we get a lot of emails. But the gun issue is one of them that I've been getting a great deal on, and school funding is another one. But last year I had over 6,000 emails, and I'm started up around those numbers already this year. But a great deal of them. But the gun issue, I hear both sides on that, and many emails. Many of them out of state even, but most of them, I look through the ones that are in my area and our state primarily, and it's about 50-50 right now. I hear from professors that say, don't mess with it. And then I hear from other professors that say, I'll quit teaching here and I'll move out of the state. So there are a lot of emotion, and you have to kind of filter through the emotion and see what's doable, what's not doable. And when we go back next week, I'm sure we will start dealing with the gun bills again. So I'm not looking forward to it because it is so emotional.
And now that you mentioned being on that committee, I do remember seeing some video, and you were there, come to think of it. And I know there were quite a few Kansas State University students that testified before that committee. And I'm sure, as you said, it can be very emotional.
Yes. And the big one right now is the KU Med Center, because they're the only hospital in that entire metroplex that has an open carry situation because of our laws, and they're asking that they so they can compete with other hospitals. Now, always when I listen to people, I say, okay, show me the numbers. I want the facts. Try to get past the emotion and see what effect it does have. And so we're in that searching for information stage right now.
Well, we were talking about the number of emails you received. I noticed you brought a couple of guests with you. I'm not going to put them on the spot. They've already told me they don't want to be on the air. But you brought a couple of guests with you, a couple lovely ladies with you today, Representative Hyland. You want to tell us who they are?
Well, I'm very fortunate. My wife came with me today, Linda, and she tends to go most places with me, and I appreciate that. She helps me out a great deal. And this year, I'm very happy to have Mary Sabatini, a senior here at K-State in political science, as my intern. And she's been very helpful getting background information.
She was shaking her head, you know, big time when you mentioned the 100, 200 emails a day. So, yes, most definitely. I'm sure it's a busy job. But, well, before we wrap up today, I'm kind of surprised no one's called to check in. It's, you know, who knows? It's a semi-pleasant day out there. Maybe they're out enjoying the day, or we're answering all their questions. I'm not sure. But anything else you're wanting to highlight or add today, Ron?
Well, the only thing I really want to say is that we have to be careful here. When I'm visiting with folks out in the district and around the state, I'm finding that we're developing not a war, but friction between the elderly group that are wanting home health care and the other social services, and the education group that wants more money. And those areas, they've been cut, and it was tragic. I really want to put the money back into the social services where it belongs. But we have to find that balance, because that is a friction that we do not want. We want everybody to be on the same sheet and working together. But that, I think, will be a problem in the future if we don't handle it correctly.
You definitely have a challenge ahead of you with this budget. I do not envy you. I was just telling someone the other day, I'm glad it's not me in Topeka, because you have some tough choices to make, no doubt about that.
It will be difficult.
Well, thank you for so much for joining us in studio, and don't hesitate to call when things come up during the session of interest to our folks.
I will do that. Thank you.
Okay. State Representative Ron Hyland of Waubonsie County with us today. We'll take a break. When we come back, Riley County Extension Director Jennifer Wilson. I think we're going to be talking about the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. A little bit of shift in subject there. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged,